News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Israel is beginning a major expansion of its military operation in Gaza and will seize large areas of the territory, according to the country's defence minister. Alistair Bunkle, Sky News' Middle East correspondent, joins us on this morning. Alistair, just outline for people who have been distracted by other geopolitics going on around the world, what is happening here?
Well, actually, you know, I'll come to the distraction of other geopolitics in a second because it is relevant here. What is happening in Gaza is that just over 2 weeks ago, Israel broke the ceasefire. They'll dispute that, of course, but essentially Israel resumed its strikes on Gaza, and steadily they have been expanding that military operation, issuing more evacuation orders for parts of Gaza. But yesterday, they said that they were sending an extra division of IDF soldiers into Gaza. There's an evacuation order for the entirety of Rafah in the south. And they said that they were going to create effectively a new corridor to the north of Rafah. So cutting off the south of Gaza to squeeze Hamas, and this threat that they would be there indefinitely, perhaps permanently, to take land to create a something of a buffer zone. So that was the announcement yesterday. And why geopolitics is relevant is because where America in particular was really very intensely engaged with Gaza for so many months, you really get the sense that whether it's the Ukraine war, whether it's tariffs, what have you, the White House in Washington really has sort of taken its eye off Gaza for the last couple of weeks. And that is allowing the Israelis to kind of do what they want.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, is the eye off the ball, does that allow them free rein, or does that give them less support? I mean, Donald Trump is quite a proponent, it would appear, of the annexing of Gaza.
Well, I think the two are linked. They've got and they've had basically full-throated support from the Trump administration ever since he came back to the White House. So that has given Netanyahu enormous confidence to do what he wants, unlike the Biden administration, who did, you know, and you can argue how effectively, but did try and rein in the Israelis quite regularly. That's not happening with this White House administration. Where they are having opposition is, I would say, with the exception of the White House, most of Israel's allies are opposed to this resumption of fighting, except that beyond some statements, no one's really doing much about it.
Okay. Hamas's ability to respond to this expansion plan, do they have the capability of retaliation here?
It's a really good question. So Hamas have fired rockets into Israel, over the last couple of weeks. But, you know, we are talking a handful. I mean, probably fewer than 10. Now, is that because, I mean, certainly their military capability has been massively degraded. We know that. But Is the limited number of rockets they fired into Israel because they just either can't do it or they don't have the weapon stocks anymore? Or are they taking a slightly different approach? I was speaking to a very senior UN worker who I know here, who has been in and out of Gaza almost constantly. And I said, well, what's the fighting like on the ground? I mean, are the gun battles, because I've been into Gaza during the war and you'll hear gun battles around you. You know, is that happening? And he said, no, not really. I mean, Hamas aren't really fighting back. And, you know, the question is that because they can't?
Yeah.
Or are they taking a slightly different strategy not to engage the Israelis?
And maybe lastly, Alistair, we have seen protests from within Gaza against Hamas by Palestinians. Hamas have not responded well to that. But is there a changing mood within Gaza and within the Palestinian community about all of this?
I think there is, but I would be very cautious sort of overstating the opposition to Hamas. You know, that was how the protests last week were portrayed. But let you know, bear in mind, it suits Israelis to portray them as anti-Hamas protests because it sort of suggests that the military pressure on Hamas is working to divide the Palestinians in Gaza. It also suits Hamas's political rivals, Fatah, to say that Hamas's support is waning. In reality, the protests, yeah, there was anti-Hamas sentiment, very much so in those protests, but there was also a large number of people who were just anti-Israel, anti-America for supporting Israel, anti-killing of women and children, as you'd expect, but also angry at the inflated food prices because of the humanitarian blockade. So I think it was a more complex picture than I think some tried to make out.
Alistair Bunkle, Sky News Middle East correspondent. Thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.